And now for the final subject for today. How creativity can help your physical and mental health and well-being. Getting creative is cool, and it's such a great thing to do for yourself and others too. Research has shown that getting creative in some way helps greatly with your overall physical and psychological health and well-being, and along with that, it makes you feel better in yourself. Creativity enables you to structure your time. It gives you a purpose, and it helps to bring like-minded people together to share ideas too. It enables you to zone out from the day-to-day humdrum bits of life and focus on some me time to do something which ignites your soul and makes you feel good at the same time. Creativity allows you to spend time in a less pressured way, and it sort of challenges you to learn new things as well. Sometimes a creative project can evolve into something completely different, and that's quite exciting, isn't it? Certainly, I found personally that creativity has helped me a lot. It's enabled me to learn new skills, some of them challenging in my opinion, and it brings with it a sort of confidence-building feel-good factor too. Creativity is, in my humble opinion, a form of self-care. It's something you want to do rather than it's an expectation that you do. It's a personal thing, and being creative is something that can bring all sorts of rewards. You don't need to have bucket loads of inspiration either, and you can do it on your own or with others. There are so many places you can find ideas to start with if you just can't find the spark to set your creativity off. Being creative is something which lets ideas grow. It gives you freedom to explore new things, and it also inspires you to consider other avenues as well. Across the island, there are many craft groups, such a breadth of types of craft available. You name it, there's probably a group for it. The best place to start if you're looking for a group to join is the local paper, social media, or the local library. If being creative alone is your thing, then you can still spend time with others online to share your ideas and projects if you want to. Online, there are many apps and websites to join to both gain and share ideas and get helpful advice if you get a little bit stuck. Sometimes a quick chat with someone can unblock your stuckness and get you back on the right path again. A dear friend of mine enjoys the simple creative thing of colouring in mandalas and patterns. She finds it a relaxing, creative way to spend time anywhere, anytime. She told me that spending time colouring mandalas and other things reduces her feelings of stress and it encourages a more calm state in herself. She said it enables her to stay in the here and now and it distracts her from negative thoughts and feelings. Now I think that's great. Colouring is such a simple thing, isn't it? It brings out the creative side of you, choosing colours, textures, and even breaking the traditional boundaries of colouring. The sky doesn't have to be blue, or the grass be green. Let your mind flow free. Be innovative and use your imagination, and who knows where that might take you. Creativity isn't just for youngsters. As adults, we can reclaim the feeling and practice of creativity. We can enjoy it and learn new things. Why not give it a go? There are no rules to creativity. Much fun and freedom to be had whilst being creative. And it activates your body and mind at the same time. Creativity enables you to reflect, dream, grow and learn as an individual. So use it to give you purpose, achievement and understanding about your life. Now, Kiran Sidhu sums creativity up in one sentence which I love. Life is not what you're given, it's what you create. It's what you create, overcome and achieve that makes it beautiful. Creativity is a gift. Embrace it lovingly and make it your goal to please yourself first. That's all for now. Join me, Kitty, next week for more healthy conversation. Stay well.